Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Lee Hammack, the self-aware narcissist from TikTok that uses his platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also, in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about why narcissists don't get better with age. Yesterday, I had a very, very good Instagram live with an older lady. She said she was 62 years old, and she was dealing with a possible narcissist that was 72 years old. He had been married for 40 years, and he ended his marriage. His wife left him. His wife of 40 years had left him because he was cheating on her. Like, and she ended up with him through the church and whatnot. Older narcissistic people, they are all throughout the church, y'all, because religious manipulation is a thing. Because people automatically assume, like, this is why narcissists, older narcissists, younger narcissists, whatever, use the church. Because if I go to church, if I'm a member of the church, an ardent member of the church, if I'm donating to charity and stuff like that, people automatically assume that I'm a good person because of that. People will automatically assume that you're a good person because you're a Christian. Hey, he's a Christian, so he must be a good person. Like, Christians are are infallible. Like, they don't make mistakes and errors and sin and stuff like that. It just blows my mind how many times I see narcissistic people use the Bible as a guise to get people, use religion as a guise to get people. I'm very religious, but I'm cheating on my wife. Yeah, it blows my mind. That is it for another video. And when y'all see the religious video, y'all probably gonna, I'm gonna just explode on that. Y'all like my rants? You will get a good rant on my religious video, trust me. But back to this story. Met him throughout the church or whatever. He's like a deacon or whatever. Just told her. He lied. Of course he lied to her. Oh, no. She met him on an online site. So an older 72-year-old man owned an online dating site or whatnot. Said he was looking for love after his marriage fell apart or whatever. Didn't say because he was cheating. First of all, he had lied about his age online. He said he was 69 years old online, but it turns out he was actually 71 at the time. She didn't know until, like, his birthday came up, and he was like, I'm 72 today. And she's like, wait, you told me you were 69. He's like, no, I didn't. Went pulled up his profile, and it said 69 years old. And he was like, oh, I forgot to change that. Yeah, it's crazy. She's like, no, not only did you put it on his profile, you opened your mouth and told me you were 69 years old. He's like, no, you must be mistaken. You know, we older, we forget stuff. Played her on her age. You know, use his age to play her on her age. And he was just manipulating her, like, still 72 years old, playing the game, y'all. Sweet, sweet older lady. I posted it live on TikTok and my Instagram, but, you know, she wanted me to take it down or whatever because she didn't want, you know, it showed her face and whatnot. I might repost if I can blur her face out, but I'm just probably going to keep it down, you know, because out of her respect for her. Because she messaged me and said she didn't want, you know, his people to see it. They'd be on YouTube and stuff like that. I understand. And so I'm making a video now about it, you know what I mean? But she asked me a lot of good questions and things like that. Me and her had a very, very good dialogue. I love talking to her. But she would say he was doing the same thing a young dude would be doing. Hiding his phone, texting plenty of women. This 72-year-old man texting plenty of women out here playing games, hiding his phone, deleting messages, deleting calls, lying, out here cheating. 72, y'all. 72 years out here cheating. I told her, like, he is the definition of a rolling stone. He is still rolling downhill right now, catching as much moss as possible. Because mortality makes narcissists, puts them on edge. Oh, the end of my life is coming, so I need to live my life to the fullest. And the fullest, that word right there, live my life to the fullest, that statement, to older narcissistic men, might mean just like, I'm going to screw as many women as possible. Older women, I'm going to screw as many men as possible. They could try to sow their seed before to the end. You know, I'm 72 years old, but I'm still acting. I can still clap them cheeks. It might not be a thunderous round of applause, but you're going to hear it. It's going to sound, you know, it's going to sound off. I guarantee you that. 72 years old. Watch me. It was amazing to me. And because, like, even myself, the older I get, I'm just like, my looks are going to fade. You might not think I'm attractive. Damn. everybody doesn't have good taste. You know what I mean? but I just realized one day my looks are going to fade, and what I'm going to do? So I'm trying to make money. I'm just like, I need to make money so people will like me. That's how my mind works, y'all. I was like, I won't look the same all the time. I used to put a timetable on my looks. I'm going to look like this for the next 2 years. I got to go hard, you know. I need to make more money because I'm going to be old one day, and my looks won't get me past and stuff like that. That's how my mind works. So my mind worked for a long time. I was 22 years old. I was thinking about getting older. 23 years old. Thinking about how old I was. Like, when I get older, what's going to happen when I get older? I'm still going to be able to get women. I'm just like, my mind is going just bouncing everywhere. What am I going to do? I need to make more money. I need to be ambitious. I need to find a way for people to be attracted to me. When you get older, you still need attention. An older narcissist still needs attention. An older narcissist still needs affection and still needs, you know, to control situations and stuff like that. He controlled that woman. She said she got sick, had to go to the hospital, had surgery, and he just kind of abandoned her, dipped out on her. From what I remember, he dipped out on her, didn't come to the hospital. And then, like, when she got home from the hospital, tried to call her like nothing happened. Didn't ask her how the surgery went, just like, can I come over type stuff. I guess he was horny. You know what I mean? I was just like, goodness gracious. And it made sense because, like, he at the end of his road, he don't care about nobody else. He just worried about himself, how he feel about himself. His kids, grandkids, whatever, they going to do their thing. His family going to do their thing, but he's worried about himself. Still on them date naps, cheating, lying on the date naps, y'all. He dated this woman for a year, and she was like the sweetest woman. I was like, goodness gracious. And he used the church. I'm very biblical. I'm very religious. I wouldn't do nothing like that. Turns out he had been cheating on his wife for 40 years, and that's why she left. He was married for 40 years, had kids, grandkids, great grandkids, and was cheating. And his ex-wife decided after 40 years of marriage that she'd rather spend the rest of her life alone than be with this Rolling Stone that's going to keep cheating. And I think he had something was going on with his male parts, so he had he had to pump up his male parts before he did anything. So imagine getting ready to go to the bedroom with somebody and hearing like, you know, the old shoes with the pump with the ball on the tongue. You had to pump them up, make it feel like you jump higher, just like that. She's like, okay, girl, I'm about to get you. Hold on, give me 2 seconds. Like Austin Powers, you remember the pump? Had to pump the thing up. You know what I mean? So he had that going on for himself and was lying to this woman, cheating on her, and just like manipulating her too, gaslighting her. And she was like, it hurt me a little bit to see an older woman trauma bond. It's like, how do I get past the trauma bond? Because I'm still thinking about him. I'm still hurt by him. I'm still, you know, still care about him, still love him, whatever. I was just like, it takes time. You know what I mean? It just does. I told her you need to write everything down, get it out of your system, get around people who are going through similar circumstances as you. And, you know, and just, you know, just study more about narcissistic personality disorder and toxic people in general, and it'll help you get past that. Because she deserves it. She said she stayed a little bit longer because she didn't want to be lonely and things like that, which I understand. Man, she'll find somebody else. She's a sweet woman. But older narcissists tend to, they either get women like her that are single and lonely, or they'll go for younger women because they can manipulate people.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Younger women are targets for narcissists. Younger men are targets for narcissists. Like, because you haven't had enough, typically people like that haven't had enough life experience to recognize the red flags. And then an older person can always use an excuse to the younger person. Like, you haven't had enough life experience. You don't understand this type of stuff. I get it. Stick with me. I'll teach you this stuff. Use that as manipulation. Like, use the fact that you're not old enough as manipulation to keep you around. As a, you know, as a tool to gaslight you, to keep you around, to manipulate you, to keep you around, and things like that. And so that's why I hope this message reaches more younger people, 16, 17, 18 year old people, 19 year old people, 22 and below, because narcissists gonna go get you. You ever wonder why these sociopathic narcissistic people be 45, 50 years old and end up with a 19 year old woman or man? I'm just like, that's why, because they can manipulate you easier because you haven't had enough life experience to understand what you're going through. So slow down. I hope this message touches people. I talked to some people today, 19, 20, 21, 22 years old. I was like, yay, I'm reaching the younger generation. I need to get those metrics up. How do I reach the younger generation? Do I need to be cool? Do I need to be hip? Do I need to do the whoa on camera and stuff like that? Do I need to start dancing and put my messages under my dancing? How do I reach the younger folks? Because I need to reach out. Because I want people, the younger folks, to avoid narcissistic people, because they ruin your life early on. ruin your life early on. I talked to a woman today, 25 years old, dealing with a 44-year-old man, narcissist, cheating on her. Tells him, only reason I'm cheating on you because you don't do enough for me. And this is that you need to work harder for my love and affection. What? You cheating on her? You engaged to this woman? You cheating on her? You don't understand this stuff right now. You, when you get older, you understand. What? They manipulate you. And young people expect older people not to play games. It's like, oh, you older, so you mature. You're not going to play games like the younger people do. False. These older people play more games because they have more experience at manipulating people and getting away with it. And you're too young to see the bum in these people. You're too young to see the manipulation going on. You're too young to see it. So it happens right in front of your face. You can't do anything about it because they just use this excuse that you're too young. When you get older, you understand what I'm saying. Just stick with me. I would never do this to you. I really love and care about you and appreciate you. Cheating the whole time, hurting your feelings the whole time, getting other people pregnant the whole time. And it's toxic. It's evil as hell. These evil old people. And at the end, a narcissist at the end of their, that feels like they coming to the end of their road, will start apologizing and try to make amends for the evil that they have done throughout their lives. Talked to a woman the other day. Said her mom is near the end. Her mom is like, now her mom is like apologizing for the stuff she did to her as a kid. She's like, I'm sorry you had a mom. I wasn't the mom you deserve and needed. She's like, why would my mom say that? She never said anything like that to me before. I feel like she's trying to make amends because she thinks she's going to go to hell for the stuff she put you through. So maybe she apologized to you now. It helps clear her conscience and she thinks she can get into heaven because her conscience is clear. You know? They'll apologize at the end and try to make amends at the end for the stuff that they've done throughout their life that they could have put a stop to because they knew they was doing it. That's why they apologize for it. I wasn't the mom you needed. I wasn't the dad you needed. Then why didn't you change it? You knew you wasn't the mom. You knew you wasn't the dad. You knew you wasn't the person that your kids needed. And you willfully did it. Why did you change it when you needed to? Why are you going to change it when your daughter's 55 years old? You 90-something years old, think you about to pass away. You treated your daughter like crap. Now, at the end, you want to apologize to her and give her some closure. But not for them. Not for your daughter. Not for your son. You did it for yourself because you can feel better about yourself. Like, yeah, I apologize. I feel great. And it's always a blanket apology. I'm sorry I wasn't the mom you needed. I'm sorry I wasn't the dad you needed. How wasn't you? Can you explain why you don't think you were? Please explain to me why you what you did wrong, what you think you did wrong. Acknowledge what you did wrong. Make them acknowledge it. Don't accept no blanket apologies. Make them acknowledge what they did to you. Say exactly what you did to me, Mom. Say exactly what you did to me, Dad. Say it. Speak on it exactly. I'm not accepting it. Don't give me no blanket apologies. I'm sorry for everything I put you through. What did you put me through? Tell me what you put me through. Y'all hear me going in there? I got rant voice right now. But tell them exactly what they put you through. Tell me exactly what you put me through. Because if you can tell me exactly what you put me through, you know you did it on purpose. It was purposeful, which means you could have put a stop to it. If you can apologize for everything that you put me through, you know what you put me through, and you could have put a stop to it. Make them say that. Make them apologize for direct stuff, not blanket apologies. We don't accept blanket apologies because that blanket got holes in it. That's the type of blanket you put on in a winter storm. You're still going to get cold because it got holes all in it. That blanket ain't going to keep you warm. It's just a blanket. It's got holes in it. It's rat infested. It's nasty. It's decrepit. That blanket don't mean nothing to you. You're just like, I might as well sleep better without this blanket. I'm better off without this blanket. Make them get specific because that's when that blanket means something. Make them get specific what they did to you. Make them get specific what they didn't do for you. Make them get specific with, don't accept these blanket, weak-ass apologies no more. We're not doing that no more. Make them get specific with their apologies. That's how you know they're genuine. Make them get specific with it. Don't get no blanket apologies. If you ask for specificity, if you ask them to get specific and they start pushing it back on you, you can't accept my apology? No, I can't accept your damn apology. No, get specific with it. Because you can't. Does it hurt you to apologize to know what you put me through? Does that hurt you? Do you feel good? Do you feel bad about what you put me through? Now you want to clear your conscience at the end of your life? Make them get specific with it because the rants are going to continue. I feel the rant voice coming through me. I just feel it bubbling up. I know y'all, these rants that come through, I feel it bubbling. The rant bubble popped, and here we go again. Make them get specific. Ask for specific stuff. What did you do to me that you're apologizing for? Don't just say, I apologize for everything I put you through. What did you do? Tell me what you did. I need to know exactly what you did because if you could tell me exactly what you did, you know you did it on purpose. If you can't tell me exactly what you did, you know you did it on purpose. You could have put a stop to it, but you chose to do it anyway because you couldn't inhibit your responsibilities. You couldn't take responsibility for your actions or accountability. You just did it. Ah! toxic ass parents out here, toxic ass grandparents. This generation, wait, who raised this generation? Y'all did. This generation is some coward. This generation is just not like us. Who raised them? Or who didn't raise them is the better question. This generation is some coward. This generation is not fit for anything. Who raised this generation? Yo, y'all did. Worry about this damn generation. Y'all raised us. That's why we like this. Who raised this generation? Who did this to this generation? Y'all did it. And they're trying to skirt responsibilities and say, oh, the technology and the TVs and the social medias. Nope. The toxic-ass mama and daddy, the toxic-ass grandma and grandpa, the toxic-ass aunt and uncle, toxic cousins, the toxic older relatives, the toxic everything. Who did it? Who raised the generation? Y'all did. Stop it. Ah! Got me ranting. Anyways, y'all got to get out of here. My phone battery, my camera battery about to die. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe to the channel. I'm going to change his name to Rant Time with Lee Hammond. I really appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm so thankful for y'all. Look, because as much as y'all learn from me, I promise you I learn more from you. I really, really do. I'm thankful. If you listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify, go ahead and hit that 5 stars for me. Mental Illness is out. Peace.